Good morning, my friends. We've been talking about sticky feelings and practicing with them to let go, practicing to welcome them and not resist. There's a traditional folk tale that tells the story of a man who becomes so frightened by his own shadow that he tries to run away from it. He believes that if he could only leave it behind, he would then be happy. The man grows increasingly distressed as he sees that no matter how fast he runs, his shadow never once falls behind. Not about to give up, he runs faster and faster until finally he drops of exhaustion. If only he had stepped into the shade and sat down to rest, his shadow would have vanished. This is the spirit that we can bring to letting go and welcoming. Our own personal shadow is made up of those parts of ourselves that we experience as unacceptable, or of feelings or stories we have learned about ourselves that hurt and that may not even be true. In fact, most of them aren't. When practicing with a welcoming prayer and letting go of difficult feelings and experiences, we can learn, as Richard Rohr describes it, to say yes. Yes is the opening to the spiritual life. Today, let's take the time to reflect and meditate on Rumi's poem, The Guest House. Listen for what speaks to you in this poem as I read it. Hold on to that line, that feeling, that idea, and take it with you into your meditation to reflect upon and to ask yourself, where in my life do I keep saying no? No, I will not have this. I will not be this. And how does that work? In fact, it usually strengthens whatever it is that we're trying to get away from, like a shadow. But maybe not always. So listen to this poem. Notice what stands out. And ask yourself, how does this apply to my life right now, right here? The guest house. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a new joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of all its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from above and beyond. Let us begin. Sitting quietly and comfortably, close your eyes and take a full few breaths. Bring to mind a current situation that brings up a reaction of anger, fear, or sadness. It might be a disagreement with your partner, a chronic illness, a hurtful behavior that you now regret, or something else. As you bring this to mind, what is it about this situation that provokes the strongest feelings? You might see the scene or hear the words, recognize a belief that you hold about how this situation reflects on you. Be especially aware of the feelings in your stomach, chest, and throat. Where do you feel this in your body? As you connect with these feelings, mentally direct a stream of no at the feelings, no to the fear, no to the shame. Let the word carry the energy of no, rejecting, pushing away. I do not want you. And notice what that resistance feels like in your body. Bring those feelings to mind again of that painful situation. Even if there are waves of no, let these go as you say yes. Yes to the pain and the parts of you that want that pain to go away. Yes to whatever thoughts or feelings arise. Notice your experience as you say yes. Yes. There may be more space in your body, an openness in your mind, and less unpleasantness. Or maybe there's more resistance, and it will take time. Continue to sit in the quiet, releasing thoughts and resting in a quiet, relaxed way. Make it your intention to say a gentle yes to whatever sensations, emotions, sounds, or images may arise in your awareness. Just notice and be aware. Unless we learn to let go of our feelings, to say yes, unless we learn this, we don't have our feelings. Our feelings have us. There is freedom, great freedom, in saying yes and letting it go and letting it be. Practice. As we get ready to close our meditation, bring with you everything that you have experienced about no and about yes in your response to this painful situation where the feelings can grab you and be sticky. See how it affects you throughout the day and in your thinking about how you might approach this feeling, this situation. Maybe even differently. It takes time. Give it time.